my stock answer when people ask us how we met is I always just laugh and say we met at a bar, which is true. We met at a bar, but we met through a friend. He was a coworker of mine and a friend of Steve's. The funny story about that is that there are two other people who adamantly take credit for introducing us, but neither one of them actually did. This one person, Jeff, was the one who actually made the introduction. Steve, this is Maxi Maxi, and this is Steve. The next night, we ended up at a barbecue together. The initial meeting was, no offense, not that momentous, I mean, but it was the next night where we reconnected at a barbecue and kind of started really talking that night.
Back in that day, summer of 86, you know, we sort of had a Friday night happy hour ritual. And I had moved from Boston down to Pittsburgh in the fall of 85 with a job change. Had met some of the guys that Maxine worked with. I had met them socially. And so the routine was sort of to go downtown to start happy hour on Friday afternoons. And that's where I met Maxine initially, as she said, at the bar. And we chatted just for a minute or two that night. But the next day, coincidentally, we happened to wind up together at a barbecue. At the barbecue, we spent a little bit more time talking and getting to know each other. And then in sort of a strange coincidence again, the next Monday, at that time, all the guys got together every Monday night for wings and beer. Maxine happened to come that Monday night. So here we'd never met previous to that Friday, but here we run into each other three times in 4 days. And as I recall, as we kind of got towards the end of the night, both of us were still kind of hanging around, along with one other buddy of mine, a guy named Bruce Downing. And at that point, I'm deciding, okay, I want to try and see if I can ask Maxine out. So I, you know, posed to her, hey, you know, I've got nothing else going on now. It was about 8 o'clock at this point. I said, you know, you feel like going to see a movie? And Maxine said, yeah, sure, I'll see one. And I'm thinking, okay, great, we're going to go out now together to the movies, when my buddy Bruce pops in with, hey, sure, I'd love to go. So our sort of first meeting really rolled almost into a first date, and we were chaperoned with a very good friend named Bruce Downing on that first date. And my first sign that we were, a little bit of karma between us, was we both at one point went to say something to each other during the movie, simultaneously leaned in and had that proverbial head-cracking moment.
A hard one. It was hard, a very hard head-cracking. We both kind of went away like, oh, that really hurt, but it was funny. So I had heard a lot about him from Jody and, you know, heard he was a nice guy. And so I thought, oh, you know, we'll give this a shot. And Bruce, I worked with. So when Bruce said, oh, yeah, I'll go too, I kind of thought, okay, that's good. And we continued to go out just for a couple months. And then I decided that we needed to just be friends for a little while.
Maxine mistook at the time the fact that I was actually a gentleman and a nice guy for thinking that that meant I was getting very serious very quickly. And that really wasn't the case. I mean, you know, we were still dating other people. And, you know, I could tell. I did know early on. I knew that she was someone special and was going to probably be not necessarily the one that early, but I had some pretty good indications pretty early that she was going to be different.
Circling a date on your coworker's calendar 2 weeks after we met, like saying, save this date because I'm going to get married that date, that really wasn't getting serious like that early on?
It really wasn't serious. I did happen to do that. It was a side story. A couple weeks after we were dating, I was talking to a woman I worked with and, you know, just telling her a little bit about, I was out with this girl. We've been out a few times and she seems a little different. I said, in fact, she's probably the one. So, you know, just to make sure you're free in the future, why don't we just pick a date, and I just sort of started flipping ahead in the calendar, and then I circled September 19th, and so what was interesting was, of course, that weekend, eventually, fast forward ahead, I come in after the weekend that we get engaged, and I tell my coworker, hey, you know, big news, got engaged this weekend, and sure enough, she's got that same calendar now open to that date, and she's like, well, look at this, there's a circle, it says Steve's wedding, and so we didn't actually get married on that date, but we did get engaged, so...